Cuomo says the good news is that the post-holiday surge of the virus appears to be leveling off, as the state's overall positivity rate was under 6.5% for the past few days. The bad news, though, a true second wave of the virus could peak in the U.S. in March, as mutated forms of COVID-19 have surfaced in the U.K., Brazil, and South Africa and are spreading to other countries. He compares it to the influenza pandemic in the last century that began in 1918, died down a bit, then resurfaced with a more deadly variant in 1919.
That's what we are afraid we're seeing now, a new strain which could cause a second wave. That's what the UK strain is all about.
The UK strain has been found in New York, but Cuomo says there's no evidence yet that the Brazilian or South African strains have reached the state. The governor continues to call for the testing of all airline passengers coming into the U.S. for COVID to prevent further spread of the new variants. The governor is also not ceasing his complaints against the federal government for sending fewer vaccine doses than initially promised. The state received just 250,000 doses of vaccine this week. That's 50,000 less than it had been receiving. 7 million are now eligible for the vaccine, around half of the state's total adult population.
The 300 goes down to 250. Now you're talking about 7 months to get the 7 million vaccinations done.
Cuomo's also written a letter to Pfizer, the New York-based pharmaceutical company that makes one of the two authorized vaccines in the U.S., asking if the state can buy doses from Pfizer directly. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.